This scene has played out countless times over the years at the community hall in Woods Hole. Clyde Tyndale has wrangled volunteers to transform the space into a concert venue for the Woods Hole Folk Music Society since 1972. That's 47 years and more than 700 concerts.
My general feeling is what I'm going to miss is the music and seeing a lot of musician friends and having music in my own hometown, which is very convenient.
They weren't just musician friends. They were some of the most talented folk performers around. They aren't household names, but if you were into folk music, it was all a bit unbelievable that such talent would be performing in the old village hall.
47 years ago, at this time of year, there was nothing else to do, especially on a Sunday night. We were really the only game in town.
And so the audiences grew, as did the quality of the acts. And fans from the Cape and Islands in southern New England began to trek to Woods Hole, which became a folk music destination. As it all comes to an end, Tyndale says he will miss the music, but
I'm not going to miss the work. I'm not going to miss schlepping the gear around.
And there's a lot to schlep around. More than 100 folding chairs, a portable stage, sound system. And not only does it have to be set up, it all has to be taken down when the concert is over. Tyndale says there are fewer and fewer doing the work.
We're all graying and getting older, and there's no younger volunteers coming out. This is an all-volunteer organization.
Deborah Siegel has been one of those volunteers for the past 30 years.
When you don't have young people joining in, and you've got a setup crew made up of people in their 70s and 80s who have had hip replacements and knee replacements, you have a problem.
So this Sunday night, the aging volunteers will set up the seats and sound system one last time for what will be the final concert.
And performing will be?
Bill Staines.
And why Bill?
Bill has, over the years, sorted out to be the only musician who's appeared for us every single season. And so we thought that, given that record, we should end with Bill.
This will be the 47th year I've played there. I started back in 1972, and I think I was 25 when I started playing there.
Staines from New Hampshire has played all over the country, but Woods Hole has been special.
It's always been one of my favorite places to play. The audience has always been really warm, and it's something that I look forward to every year. You know, it's just a very, very special place for me.
Jan Elliott, who grew up in Woods Hole, remembers as a teenager how exciting it was for her to see such performers.
I remember coming to concerts with my mom, including Bill Staines' first concert, John Roberts and Tony Barrand, when they were a duo and they were just getting started, and I was all excited and bought their first album.
And it was having everyone singing along together that will be the memory that Deborah Siegel will cherish.
To look out at the audience and see the audience singing is very moving to me. People singing, joining in that community of singing together, it's something that is going to be a terrible loss.
Knowing Bill Staines, there will be one final grand sing-along Sunday night as the Woods Hole Folk Music Society ends its 47-year run with a celebration of what has made it so special to so many people.